ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of the Nerd Watch, an interview edition with Maui boy Done Good, Baldwin High graduate. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Destin Daniel Cretton, the man who is the director of course, Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. Destin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, except I did not graduate from Baldwin.
I was under the impression that you did. Everybody was telling me, oh, he's from Baldwin. I was like, what?
Baldwin was the enemy. I was at Maui High.
Oh, wait a minute. Do I have to start this all over again? Oh, man. Everybody's going, oh, he's from Baldwin boy.
It's kind of funny.
I was like, the people were telling me, he's a Baldwin boy. I'm like, okay, well, now I'm going to look like an idiot. But that's okay. Maui High Saber.
I have a lot of friends from Baldwin, so I don't mind.
Maui High Saber, Destin Daniel Cretton. Destin, I guess from the perspective of I just watched Shang-Chi, and I got to congratulate you, number one, because I thought the movie, for a Marvel movie, had something that a lot of the other ones didn't, and that was absolute elegance in filmmaking. It was beautiful. And
thank you.
Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. It was beautiful to watch. It was beautiful to behold. And, you know, watching your other work, as I've done, from Glass Castle to Short Term 12, and of course to Just Mercy, which was fabulous. Did you have to flex some new directorial muscle to do this kind of role? I mean, to be the director of this kind of movie? I mean, because this thing is huge. You're very character oriented. When you write and you direct, the performances come out in all of these great actors. And you really hone in on that. And I think that you did that very well in this as well. It's kind of a tough balance, I would assume, between giving some great performances and also balancing that the spectacular action sequences and such. How did you come at this?
I have to flex quite a bit in every movie that I've done. I always feel like I'm jumping into a project that I have no idea what I'm doing at the beginning of the project. I'm always trying things that I haven't done before. This was definitely, in a lot of ways, me trying a lot more things that I haven't tried before. But though it was intimidating at first, it became very quickly very fun. And the creative process on this movie was a blast, primarily because I was surrounded by such a supportive team, and a team that were really led by some of the top artists in the world in their field. And it felt a lot like going to film school every day and getting paid for it. It was at a really good time.
Now, it seemed to me that there was a very deep, in my perspective, there was a lot of deep Chinese lore in this film, Shang-Chi. It felt very, you know, I'm very much, you, being the huge movie nerd that I am, I get a lot of feeling of all of those martial arts movies I grew up with the wushu and things like that, and the beauty and the elegance of the martial arts, and it almost looking like the ebb and flow of the dance. And I really think that you captured that really well. How hard was it to get, I mean, that opening sequence with Tony Leung was just spectacular. So how getting that to come alive on screen like that, how much did that take for you to get that?
I mean, it starts by picking the right people who know what to do. And we hired Brad Allen, who is a stunt person initially and now choreographer and second unit director. He came on board. He was trained in Jackie Chan's stunt team. And you'd actually be able to, if you Google him, you'd see him in some clips if you're a Jackie Chan fan. He's been in some great movies alongside Jackie. Brad Allen put together a very extraordinary team of stunt performers and choreographers from Hong Kong and mainland China who helped to create these pretty spectacular sequences that were all really paying deep respect to the martial arts movies that came before us. And that's really the only way that someone like me would be able to create sequences like this. And when you have people who are at the top of their game like that, it all then comes down to communication and story. So in the scene that you're talking about, we knew that we wanted Wen Wu and Lee to start off this fight in opposition and in conflict. We knew that over the course of the 2 to 2.5 minute long fight, we wanted them to fall in love. And so the challenge is, how do you create a choreo that is not only believable that two people are fighting, but that you watch it slowly transition into flirtation and elegance and emotionality and then love. And that was a big task for these choreographers. And when we saw the first, they do, fight vises, which are basically just, mock-ups with stunt performers on what the choreo could be. And the first time we saw it, it almost brought me to tears because it got me so excited that of what the possibilities were going to be for this movie.
Yeah, it was a sight to behold for sure. When I saw it, I ended up watching the theater, which is spectacular. I gotta say too, what's interesting about this film is that you guys literally had to shut down in the middle of production. Now, what was it like getting back on that horse after such a long period of time? Did you have to ramp up that momentum to get back where you needed to be? I think it was by August, of 2020 when you guys kind of ramped back up. What was that transition like to get this movie out?
It was a ramp up. A lot of people flew home from Sydney, and we had to fly everybody back in. We had to restart this giant machine of close to 1,000 people to start moving in a single direction. It was a bit surreal because we actually shut down. We were shooting the fight club scene, which has quite a bit of extras, and that's what we were in the middle of shooting when the pandemic hit and we shut down. So we just left the whole set untouched for 3 months. And then during those 3 months, I never stopped working because we just opened up post-production, and me and our editors started working on the footage that we had already shot. We'd shot about 2 months or so worth of footage. So we had quite a bit to work on. And then when we came back into production, we literally just picked up exactly where we left off and came back into that fight club. Only now we were only allowed to have about, a quarter of the amount of extras on set at a time. So in order to get some of those wide shots that are fully populated with a lot of people, we had to do it in groups and then composite them together with visual effects.
Wow. Well, listen, speaking of that fight scene, that fight club, amazing. Number two. Now I don't know if you can confirm or deny this. I don't know if anybody has mentioned to you in other interviews, but did I see a Street Fighter Easter egg, maybe even two, in that film? Listen, you don't have to say that if you want to. I could have swore I saw that.
I cannot confirm or deny that, but I will say that in seventh grade, when I was at Kalama, seventh grade, I used to take trips up with my my best friend Nate, we used to take trips up from Haiku up to Pukalani Superette. To play, because they were the only place up country that had a Street Fighter II in Pukalani Superette. So we would go up there with a pocket full of quarters just to play that game.
Well, if it's in there, well done, sir. And if it isn't, it just could be my eyes. I'm not too sure. Now, I have to say, Destin, this has been this movie felt like a great wrap up to the summer, as it were. You know, it's been a pretty interesting summer, as it were. So having this film back in there, it feels like, you know, we're back in, we're getting right at the end of summer, and this is like the perfect film for that. So I think that ultimately, are we, you know, at the end of this, and once again, not a spoiler, it seems like we're going to see Shang-Chi again. Does that mean we're going to see Destin's name on that director credit again for Shang-Chi? Because I tell you what, the without a doubt, the performances were fantastic. I got to tell you that the more and more I watch Awkwafina, the more and more I am charmed by her. And she is great in this movie. I don't know if she's like that on set, but she's fabulous in the movie.
She's wonderful. She is wonderful. I love her.
So would you be happy to come back to this to the Marvel property, or you have other things that you're working on?
I do have other things that I'm working on, and I would also be very happy to come back to work with Marvel, because I had a wonderful experience, and I look forward to working with them again.
Well, that's fantastic. Right before we wrap up here, a couple of things. Number one, I heard you didn't get the chance to make it back home. Is that true? You didn't get make it back home to Maui?
No, I was supposed to be there today.
That's what I heard, man.
I know, but I'll be back there soon. We're planning to be back a little later this year. But yeah, due to everything that's happening with the COVID variant, I didn't want to come plowing in there with an entourage of people from California.
Well, I tell you what, everybody here would love to have you back home for sure. And one last thing that I don't know if anybody's talked about, but did you have any input on the soundtrack? Because I tell you what, some of those songs are pretty fire. Not gonna lie to you.
They are fire. We haven't really officially released the album yet, but it's coming in the next few days. I think the album itself is an entire groundbreaking experience. We worked really closely with Sean Miyashiro at 88 Rising to put together what I find to be a very groundbreaking album and collection of some of the best Asian and Asian American talent around in the moment. So I'm really excited for people to experience that.
Well, listen, Destin, I'm so happy that you had an opportunity to talk to me. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Can't wait to get you home. Maybe I can have you on my show sometime and we can talk a little longer. But listen, congratulations on Shang-Chi. Definitely in my top five Marvel movies now. Possibly even top three. So,
top three. Okay.
All right. Well, we can't wait to have you home, buddy. You take care of yourself. Aloha, brother. And we will see you next time. So, for Nerd Watch, we're out of here. For Destin Daniel Cretton, you guys take care. And aloha. Thanks, Destin.
Aloha.